Ways to boost your points and miles without actually flying? Heightened sign-up bonuses and new transfer partners on today's Mileonomics Squared podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm Sam Simon.
And I'm Robert Dwyer.
And this is the Mileonomics Squared podcast, no annual fee edition.
If you're not subscribed to the full Mileonomics Squared podcast, you're missing out on a deeper dive into topics like the following. Sam, would you like to take news item number one?
I would love to. I love this news item. I retweeted it this morning, and so if you read it there, you're going to get a duplicate here, but American Airlines seems to be showing more award space on their mobile site than their main desktop site. And this is actually really interesting. You keyed me in on this from Million Mile Secrets, right, Robert?
They're still cranking out secrets.
Blast from the past, yeah.
I'm surprised. I'm delighted. Does it work? What's going on here?
I'll go over it real quickly here. But the basics are that there's a completely different site on their mobile side. And I don't like it as much. It doesn't have a calendar view. It seems much more... You know, sometimes we talk about viewing things on a phone and you feel like you're in a box. And I feel that way on their mobile site. You can see only 3 days at a time. It's much more basic than their desktop site. But Joseph Hostetler over on Million Mile Secrets, he was looking at a route and he saw, you know, business class seats most days. Next day he's ready to book, he logs in and there's nothing direct. So he's thinking, well, I've got to take these subpar options. Let me look on the mobile site. Sure enough, mobile site shows him all the options that he had seen the day before. So, hey, if you're in the same boat as Joseph or anybody else, your award seats seem to be gone, give that mobile site a check. It's a simple trick. I love it, Robert. So I really want to start the show off with it, and I think it's something that everybody can just keep in their back pocket.
Yeah, I think the TPG post had a link to be able to do those mobile searches from a desktop, which could be convenient.
Ooh, even better.
Yeah. And I think, the real thing going on there is some new search interface versus a legacy one, and if there's a new search interface coming on mobile, it's probably coming on desktop soon. So if you don't like it, get used to it.
That's a good point. All right. Well, what else is going on, Robert, over in New England area?
Well, we've got a promotion at a gas station called Speedway. And they edged their way into the New England area by way of acquisition. They acquired the Hess gas station chain. So they're everywhere now in a lot of areas. So they have a pretty big coverage. And they've got a really good promotion going on that they ran last year similarly. It works like this. When you go in, you buy a $100 third-party gift card. And they're limited to, the best ones here are Lowe's and Home Depot in terms of resale, and a few other ones that maybe aren't as good for resale, but might be good for personal use. But you buy a $100 third-party gift card, and then you get a $15 voucher for a Speedway gas gift card. And if gas is a near cash equivalent for you, it's a way to buy a $100 gift card for a pretty significant discount. We'll go over in the paid show some details on how to implement this and ways to maximize it, because it's a little tedious, but it is a great way to rack up spend at gas stations, and a lot of credit cards handsomely reward spend at gas stations. So I am going to be tinkering with this one for a month because it runs until 6:30.
Wow, and that just started today?
Well, I had my intern go over and do some research there, as I am prone to.
Yeah, Mileonomics intern, yeah.
Yeah, he said that the cashier said the deal was even better last month. That there was something going on where it was like $6
last
off the 100
month.
Plus. Yeah.
Wow.
The weird thing with this one is they never published them online. You can go to speedway.com, you can look them up or whatever. And I was going in there, I was looking at the gift card rack, didn't mention it anywhere. And I mentioned the guy, I said, hey, I heard about this thing online, something about a $100. And he looks down at the counter in front of me. It's like a placard that's sitting there describing the promotion. So I never go to Speedway.
A giant sign.
Yeah. He's like, dude, it's right here. I never go to Speedway because Shell is the place to get gas around here with all the fuel rewards promos that they're running. So I guess every once in a while it pays to go into Speedway and, nose around it. Their bizarre gift card rack. But I'm telling you, this one is a good deal.
You need that guy's number. You got to text him every month, right? Yeah.
What's the deal this month?
Yeah. I think that next week's paid show, we're going to go into that more, right?
Yes. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, hey, I'll take the next one here. Bad news. Rakuten. They seem to be closing accounts maybe not widespread, but in certain circumstances for people who've been purchasing gift cards in store. And so a lot of people in the past have done this at Office Depot and Office Max. I think the current play that everybody likes is Bed Bath & Beyond. So Frequent Miler put up a public service announcement of sorts saying, hey, look, this could get your account shut down if you're purchasing gift cards in store. And there were some good comments in that post about data points. And if you have any of your own, you can share them here in the comments on this podcast. But the basics are that they seem to be saying, hey, our retailers are telling us you're buying gift cards. Stop it or we'll close your account. And then in some cases, they're just closing accounts. And an Ebates account, if you want to refresh your memory, can now earn membership rewards. So these accounts are lucrative and getting them closed could be pretty bad, I think, for your long-term earning prospects. But what's the point of 2% back at, you know, a whole host of places that sell really just general merchandise? Is there any use to you of the in-store cashback, Robert, other than gift cards?
Not to me. I mean, yeah, they're clearly hoping that people are going to sway their purchase decisions, you know, collecting breadcrumbs all over the place and things like that. But yeah, just an unfortunate trend that they would cancel accounts for that. I think there have been some really good deals with Ebates lately, or Rakuten, and it's not surprising that this happened. I wouldn't be surprised if it happened with their credit card that also rewards spend for buying things through the portal online. So yeah, that's unfortunate.
You're up next here, Robert, and go ahead.
Well, I think I've rigged up the news for you to have all the bad news and for me to have all the good news this week. I'm not kidding. See how these fell out. You're the Grim Reaper.
Right. Yeah, you know, I think you're right. I'm looking here at the
around
show
fairy
notes.
Dust.
You're right. Yeah, I'll be happy either way.
All right. Amex has announced a new transfer partner, Qantas. Yeah, that's a very cool. They've joined Citibank. I also had Qantas as a transfer partner. They're a quirky currency. I've been working with them lately because I have some miles that are stranded over there from a transfer that I performed before from Citi to Qantas in order to book Aer Lingus tickets. And when they got to Qantas, I wasn't able to book what was there. I saw some, I don't know if it would be considered phantom availability, but I wasn't able to book as many seats as I hoped. So I've had these Qantas miles sitting there, and it's good to see another transfer partner to them because Amex membership rewards are quite a bit easier to earn for me than Citibank thank you points. So I am excited about this this new transfer partner. It's always good. They're good for LL flights, and I saw that they were good for Aer Lingus in a certain band, a certain very specific band. They were better for Aer Lingus than probably a more common redemption through British Airways. We had a post with this really complicated map. Remember we worked on that back in the day?
I do remember that map.
If you live in Florida,
yep.
It's a beautiful map. If you live in Florida, it's better for you to use Qantas miles than British Airways Avios. But then you also have to think of maybe there's a transfer bonus going on with British Airways Avios that's not going on with Qantas. But I also saw the other day, was searching on Juicy Miles, and I saw a China Eastern first class flight come up that you could book with Qantas miles that I didn't see bookable with any other partner. So I think it's a currency that we're going to learn a lot more about and the sweet spots with it because we're now incented to because a lot of people have membership rewards. So good news from Amex, a new transfer partner in Qantas.
Bad news from Amex here. American Express Priority Pass will no longer work at airport restaurants. Quick refresher, Priority Pass is a lounge membership. Premium cards will pay for this lounge membership in lieu of maybe giving you a lounge benefit, a native lounge benefit. Different cards have different benefits for Priority Pass. So this is the American Express Platinum card. Starting August 1st, they've decided no more restaurants. We will not allow you in with $28 of, you know, grab-and-go food or wine bottles or even lunch at these restaurants that have partnered with Priority Pass. So I would say that this is a significant downgrade for quite a lot of people because this is nice. This is nicer than a lounge where you've got a capacity issue to worry about or certain hours where they won't let you in on Priority Pass. But it also brings up that no one else has matched American Express on this. Not Citi, not Chase, not CNB. So hopefully we don't see this as a downward trend from any of the other issuers who give you a Priority Pass with their premium cards. Robert, have you ever taken advantage of
it? I have. I've done it once, and I liked it. And I hope this does not spread to, especially the Citi Prestige card. That has got to be one of the best. And I think the CNB Crystal card probably matches it. And I'm thinking in terms of number of guests you can get in there, right? So as long as everybody doesn't flake out on this, I guess we're okay. But yeah, it's like dynamic pricing. As soon as one airline goes that way, it tends to you know, others think that, oh, maybe we could do this too. And yeah, Priority Pass is a weird thing. It's always ever-changing. It's different with every card that you have. So yeah, put a marker on your favorite Priority Pass card so you're sure it's the one that you use to get into lounges.
I like that tip. Yep. All right, so I've got the bad news. I guess you got good news here?
Yes, Amex is back with all-time highs on their co-branded Delta credit cards. I've been trying to get my head around this the past few days. Delta cards go up and down, and Amex offers different bonuses depending on how you come at them. And there are so many different ways to get these offers. You can get it through an affiliate link. You can go through just a public link, meaning you just Google, you know, Amex Delta Gold Card or something like that. We've talked a lot about spousal referral with Amex cards, and that is always a good way to do it. But they haven't upped those referrals to match the affiliate referrals. In this case, the affiliates are leading the referral offers. The referral offers tend to catch up with them, but they're sometimes, you know, one is better than the other. So you have to take into account the fact that you could get a referral bonus for referring your spouse or a friend, and then also get the sign-up bonus for it. But just as we were going to record here, I got a very interesting piece of mail. Would you like to hear about it?
I would love to, Robert. Yeah.
So the offer is directed to me, and it says 75,000 bonus miles for getting the Reserve card, which is that high-end card, $450 annual fee. And it comes with lounge access, but you probably already have that through an Amex Platinum card that you have. But the really cool thing about when you get one of these, you have the ability to sign up for any of the Amex Delta cards with no lifetime language. So there's even another wrinkle in it. I've had the Gold card already. I've had the Platinum card already. I have had the Business Gold and Platinum card already, but with this magic mailer. And when I log into my account, I can see offers for all of those. And they're somewhere maybe not quite as good as the affiliate offers that are out there right now, but I can get them after having had every one of those cards in the past. So there are at least four or five different ways to sign up for Amex Delta cards. What's the trend here, though, right? They keep increasing the number of miles that you can get through signing up for their credit cards. I mean, compare 80,000 or 75,000 to what you can get for an Alaska card for. But their award chart is becoming more and more, you know, expensive. Like the cheapest I've been seeing lately to get to Europe in business class is 105,000 miles, where that used to be like 70,000 miles, 80,000 miles, and it just keeps creeping up. Are we seeing an inflationary trend here with Delta?
I mean, obviously, yes, because the long-term trend is inflation. I would say that you want to use them as quick as you can. With any mile, you really want to use them as quick as you can. You want to find those sweet spots. So look, 75,000 Delta miles could get you, you know, four or five tickets across the country on the right, you know, days when they do some of those flash sales. So I would say that there's value in this. Maybe it's not going to be the same value that there was 3 or 4 years ago if you're trying to go to Europe in premium cabin, but I wouldn't disregard it just because it's a little bit inflated. What about you?
Yeah, that's a good point and totally fair. You know, when I look, one of the places I like to fly on Delta is down to Florida from Boston. And they're putting more emphasis on Boston and I think LA too. So we should both pay attention to this for sure. Their chart is dynamic. And if there's a cheap flight down there, they'll charge less than the standard like 12.5 in economy. So, you know, yeah, you have 80,000 miles. You couldn't get as far on maybe an international premium cabin or something like that. But, you know, if they're charging, you know, 11,000 or some crazy strange number to get down to Orlando and the flight's $150, that's just a solid redemption. And you have a mountain of points, you know, 80,000 points.
Do it every time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think you can get, you know, 1 to 1.5 cents a piece of value out of these if you have some date flexibility and such. So I wouldn't, you know, discount it because of that. But yeah, just maybe do those searches before you prioritize this over other cards that you might get for Amex. These all take up an Amex slot. We all have 5 slots and we need to be careful about how we use them. But this really does throw a monkey wrench into my plans of cards to prioritize next from Amex. So a lot to consider there, but some interesting options, I would say. I like it.
Yeah. I'll move on here. Obviously bad news if I'm reporting on it today. Sounds like Barclays is having a little bit of buyer's remorse. I guess it's seller's remorse. I'm not sure what kind of remorse they're having actually here. They seem to be asking for proof of business income for cards that have already been approved. So Dr. Credit has a post on this. The cards that were approved are locked. People go to spend on them and find that they're not working. They call into Barclays and are told, we need additional information about your business, which I cannot recall ever. Off the top of my head, ever something like this happening. Yes, when you spend over certain thresholds, American Express has done financial reviews and things like that. But this seems like they just approved people maybe erroneously, and they're going after the fact here and trying to change the game. So I was recently approved for a business card. I have had no issues at all on it. So this didn't affect me, and I don't know how widespread it is, but it is troubling.
That is strange. I've heard of banks asking for documentation before opening an account, but here you've been approved, you've been spending on it for a while, and they say, huh, yeah, would you go ahead and send us in some tax returns and some statement from your accountant and maybe a local business certificate? Just, you know, could you go ahead and send that to us? Otherwise, we're going to lock your card up and not let you use it anymore. It's like, oh, man, well, maybe I'm just crabby about Barclays. They're no fan of mine, and the feeling is very mutual.
It's so true. I'm looking at the show notes here. All your good news has come to an end. Go ahead, Robert.
Well, Hertz has devalued their award chart, and I slotted this one for myself because I am a Hertz fan. I tend to pretty strongly prefer to rent from Hertz, perhaps irrationally, but they've treated me well over the years. They have devalued their award chart, and it's a good old-fashioned no-knock devaluation. What was once 2,750 Hertz points per week for a rental in up to a premium car is now 3,750 points, so quite a bit of a devaluation.
Preposterous. Oh, forget it. Yeah.
Their points are very valuable. They're difficult to earn, though. Really, I don't know of a lot of good ways, especially with any kind of scale, to acquire Hertz points other than by renting cars from them. So this amounts to a good rebate for someone who does a lot of renting through Hertz, probably, presumably, through reimbursed business travel. I think this is kind of a minor devaluation in a sense. Percentage-wise, it's not terrible. It's not the end of the world, but it really has me wondering about other carriers like or other rental car agencies like National or something like that. So I'm going to have to research that one a little more closely because I know they're pretty well regarded as well in terms of how they treat their elites and how they reward free rentals after a few days of rental. So I'm going to look into National a little more closely after this one.
I am extremely unloyal, so I don't get it.
Come on. Would you rent from Fox? Would you rent from...
I would never rent from Fox, but I just put in a reservation, a tentative reservation for my Hawaii trip, and I went with Dollar. They were the cheapest by over $250.
Oh, you're doomed.
So,
good luck getting a car.
You know, they're all owned by the same company.
Really? The false choice? Like, I think I'm getting something premium with Hertz, and it's like all the same?
Well, they're not all owned by the same company.
Right.
But, you know, there's a lot of consolidation in that space.
There is,
and I've had nothing but good experiences with all of the major programs that let you skip the line. That's my big thing. As long as I can skip the line, I'll book it. And I'll book it with AutoSlash every time.
Well, I'll admit, I have had a little bit of a... maybe a rational fear that I'm going to rent from something that's a tier two, like an Avis, not an Avis.
Yeah, wow,
I don't know. Yeah. And is Avis tier two?
No, Thrifty. What about Thrifty? Are you a blue chip member?
That spooks me.
You're not a blue chip.
That
wow, really?
Me. That one spooks me. I mean, Budget even? Yeah, Budget. That would spook me a little bit. I have.
Oh my goodness, really? I booked from all of these. It's like you're calling out my greatest hits.
The Hertz bus is going to come. Like five Hertz buses are going to come by, and then here comes the collector for all the other second rate rental agencies. Like, oh my gosh, I'm off on the jitney ride here for a trip in outer space to get the cars.
You're not nothing like that has ever happened for me. If you've ever had an experience like what Robert just outlined, please comment on this episode.
Well, no, you're right. And more airports.
Same bus. You get on. It's
more
like
and more airports
them.
Have the same exact bus, right? So there goes that advantage. Hertz does seem to jockey for the best position within the place. I don't know. I just, they've treated me well. And I always say that I returned a car there once with the mirror ripped off from somebody ran into it. And they're like, oh, yeah, I think it's fine. I'm like, really? Okay.
All right, well, I'll move on here. I've got some good news, and it's a just-for-you offer at Safeway stores for $10 off of $100 or more in Visa gift cards. Visa gift cards, not our favorite around here on Milenomics anymore. That trend changed, about last summer, thanks to our good friend Plastic and MasterPass. But if you are a fan of Visa gift cards, go ahead and get into your just-for-you app and load this $10 off. That's limited to one use per app. So, unless you can get creative, you're limited to just using it one time on one Visa gift card. But running through June 8th, I think it's a great opportunity, especially if you're just starting out in this game. Really, a great way to try things out on their dime. Robert, you guys don't have Safeway out there, do you?
We do not, but we have something better, and it is Stop & Shop, who this week has 3X fuel rewards on MasterCard gift cards. This is one of my favorite promotions that they run. And I'm doing some dabbling with an elaborate fuel reward scheme that I can't wait to tell people about in the paid show. But for now, it's a fantastic promotion, and I encourage everybody to get out there and take advantage of it from 5/31 to 6/6/2019, 3X.
So that just started today. All right, I got to ask you, Robert, it's still morning. Well, no, just about morning time here. Have you already done this?
Well, I sent my intern over, and everything worked as advertised. It was a slam dunk win. Famous $500 MasterCard gift cards automatically triggered. So sometimes when this promotion is just...
That intern deserves a raise.
Well, the stores are close by, so it's not that much, not that many miles.
Oh, well, forget it. Take the raise away. Yep. All right. Well, we're not soliciting interns, Robert, but I think that's the end of the show this week, right?
That is. Thanks for joining us this week. For a more in-depth discussion about points and miles, visit us at patreon.com/milenomics. There, you'll get a special link to listen to additional content right in your mobile podcast app or on your computer, where we speak more freely about topics like these. This week's topic is Think Fast, where we discuss puzzlers and have to come up with quick answers on how we would handle these difficult situations.
And as always, you can reach us on Twitter. I'm at Milenomics, and Robert is at Robert Dwyer. We'd love to hear from you. Until then, we'll see you on the site.